Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Seize the world on kaya959.
On the street, on the air.
So, yeah. There is currently a judgment that was made yesterday, and obviously all judgments are public record. And because of the person that this involves, the news got a hold of it, they wrote about it, so now we're also going to discuss it. Zwelinzima Mavavi and his wife went to court. It's really against Standard Bank. Standard Bank wanted to foreclose on their house. So they were in arrears on their home loan. And these arrears date back to 3 years, right? I'm sure you remember when COVID happened, a lot of people lost money. In fact, almost everybody lost money. Unless you had the money in a couch somewhere. Even then you lost it because it got stolen. Anyway, so the arrears obviously stacked up, and the Vavis have been trying to reduce the arrears amount.
Okay.
They've got it down to just 4 months arrears now. Standard Bank obviously took him to court. The court process is quite lengthy, so I'm assuming at the time where they took him to court, they were in arrears for a lot more, right? Mm-hmm. They've since reduced that. And so when they got to court yesterday, a judgment was made that actually this is disproportional in terms of trying to recover the funds that are owed, because as you can see, they are paying towards the arrears amount.
Yeah.
So the judge disallows Standard Bank from selling their house in order to claim their debt.
Great.
There's two ways in which you can lose your house. One, you can just fall behind on your mortgage. Let's say you borrowed from the bank to buy the house. Mm-hmm. You fall behind on that, then they sell. Another way is you can have a house that's fully paid up. Then you go to a bank and you go borrow for something else. Could be a business loan or anything like that. And then they ask you for security. Then you put that property up. Because it is security, it's equity there, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Whenever that loan or that debt or that obligation is not met, then the bank will call on the security. And the idea is that you can either settle them before or they'll sell to get their settlement.
Mm-hmm.
I think everybody's been in that situation. Well, not everybody, but a lot of people have been in that situation where they have owed a bank money. Now, the problem is people don't know how they can fight this if they need to, because access to legal aid is also very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
I remember reading a story, and I even called him personally because I knew him and I can speak about it because he was also in the public. David Gao,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
After COVID, I think he owed FNB. And I spoke to him about it, and he was like, yes, it is true, but procedurally, the procedure that FNB had followed, he felt was not right, and so he was taking his matter to court as well. So I don't know if you ever faced something like this, but essentially, what is best to do? I always feel like if I was in debt, I wouldn't wait for the bank to come take anything of mine. I'd take the things to them voluntarily.
I think that that is where a lot of people feel the shame.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of shame, I gather, if you're about to lose your home.
Yeah.
So now if I have to go to the bank with what feels like my tail between my legs, that's why a lot of people will then kokasi when they say your car is about to be repoed and you're ducking and diving. Today it's being parked at this neighbor and then 2 days later it's at another neighbor trying to run away from the bank. So I think more than anything, it people need to understand that you can go to the bank. You can actually go to them and say, can we work out a different financial mechanism of repaying? Maybe they lower your repayments or they extend the loan period or whatever the case may be. But more than anything, I think first people have to pass the shame.
Or sometimes there's a payment of your asset, especially if it's your primary one, and tell the bank, I can't afford it anymore. If it's a car that you normally use every day to get to work, transport your family, you know, to the mall, etc., your kids to school, fetch them from football, or the home that you live in, it becomes very difficult to just say to the bank, this house that has become a home for the past 10 years, here you go, I can't afford it anymore. Because you always as well stay very positive about the prospect and what's going to happen, and that hopefully you'll bounce back, and you always hold on to that hope.
See, now that's another thing that I want to speak about, Mfundo. There's two sides of debt. There's debts where you know there's light at the end of the tunnel. So, for example, I'm in between jobs, I'm looking for a job, I will get reemployed.
Yeah.
Then there's debts where you're like, I don't know where this money's going to come from. I can't for the life of me think, this is Abimali, Jez Yakala, right?
Yeah. Those are the candidates that would probably need to surrender their asset. But the ones when Paul says they could be ducking and diving or want to make some sort of a payment arrangement is because there still is hope that you will be able to bounce back and get the money, because sometimes when you surrender it, you surrender, you still haven't completely paid off that debt. You'll still have to have some sort of a residual that you'll have to pay off. So it becomes a problem as well. But I loved what the judge said, that the degree of proportionality in that Zwelinzima Vavi case that does not go away just because it's a home in Sandton. Because with them for 3 years, they've been consistently paying. They stuck to that specific arrangement. They adhered to it. So he felt there was no reason for now to decide to want to sell because it's in Sandton. It doesn't matter. So it was a good judgment.
But do people actually know? I feel like that is the crux of the matter. Do people know that you can go to the bank and actually speak to them?
I'm sure they do. But here's another thing about debts, right? Debts seldom comes from one direction. By the time you're in debt, you end up owing lots of different entities, because maybe you start borrowing upeshala upeshala. So by the time the bank is coming for you, you owe Mashonisa, you owe on your credit card, you owe another bank.
That's very true.
So you're fielding 10 different people that are coming after you. So sometimes, hey man, one arrangement is not going to help me.
But Caesar, there's also another unscrupulous conduct that we've seen, and it's not specifically with any bank, but where you find that they push for your house to be repoed far too quickly.
Yes.
Don't give you the options, because there are certain people that are buying these repoed houses on the market.
Cheaper.
So really, with some people, if you don't have good lawyers, you do find yourself in that situation where they just push too fast and you lost your house.
So give us a shout and let us know. I always feel like it is, if you can, it's best to just go and surrender the asset yourself. But also, if you can fight, fight.
Guys, I just think this is just a stance because he's what we regard a politically exposed person. Therefore, you know, favor or his accounts need to be treated very differently, or this specific one, because now it's out in the open. It's been ongoing, obviously, for the bank to decide that, nope, we are not going to do this anymore.
Look, she's not wrong. I know people that have had their properties repossessed for a lot less.
But my thing is, in this particular instance, if I am consistently paying for the past 4 years, even if it takes me 16 years to pay,
No. That's not true.
Okay.
So the loan agreement has an amount and it has a term.
Yes, I
if you're over the term, as a bank, I can't wait forever now also.
But I am paying, as you rightfully said, they are now down to 4 months over arrears. So they're about to catch up. Why are you waiting up until I get to 4 months to catch up? Suddenly you feel my house needs to be paid.
No, but I didn't wait. I filed the application 3 years ago. The court system is backlogged. Angit. So it takes a while to get to court and have this matter heard.
In those 3 years,
in that time, that's when you caught up.
Yeah, so I've caught up. Yeah.
Watch now, in the next 8 months, what if you fall behind again?
We'll deal with that matter when we get there.
Yeah, and if the circumstances have changed, you just get to court and you say, we're no longer pursuing this specific application.
Thank you.
We will not repossess his house because the circumstances have changed. Yeah. He's caught up.
Hi, family. Yo, Sizwe, I don't think it will be easy. Yes, Yona, it's the right thing to do to give up whatever that you can't afford to pay. Another thing, having to fight for those things again, it will need you to pay lawyers. And majority of us black people, we don't pay our lawyers. So it's a catch-22. I would let go, I would not. Yeah, so yeah, it's a bit difficult to actually let go of something that you work hard for.
On a manje, the Vavis are also getting sued for the legal fees. Standard Bank is saying they must pay for the legal fees this entire matter.
Jesus.
For me, it didn't work for me. Angi azangi sebenzele, and I just want to know isebenza kanjani. Years ago ngalahlelwa umsebenzi. Same bank, Standard Bank. Okay, mangiya laphaya, okay, mangitholona ngabhatala whatever zingizibhatalayo, ngaya ngabhatala nayo imali nayidwitch. Sengiselele emalini i-50,000. Okay, le 50,000 mina when I go there to report ukuthi angisasebenzi bantu amasikhaya, nako nginako. Le 50,000 then, I mean, I was telling myself with le 50,000 izoma ku 50,000 2019 until ngise ngibe right bese ngiyabhadala because anyike ngithuthe South Africa. Ha. Inama areas so season uya uyo khuluma uthi ngoba hayi kuyafana hawa.
Mncedisi in Rudolph.
Yes, sir.
Yebo, very quickly, we need to go to news.
All right. Am I online now?
Yes, hurry up, hurry up. Stop wasting time. Speak.
Okay, no, I think what happened was the banks are actually not nice, especially when you default on a rearrangement. And after that, you have a certain number of days and they repossess your house. So what Vavi got is an uncle saying, but we are Zama, because the bank does not have a but we are Zama. To say, just continue because you've been trying. So it's going to create the case law for everyone else to say, if you are trying and you can prove that you are actually trying, you can get that chance to continue, even if you default on a rearrangement.
Yeah. No, thank you very much for that. Nami, I agree. I think Ushanganeni Manjinje is very lenient. And kudos to them. They got lucky.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.